This should be recording.
You want to put the tape on? I thought
no, come on over here. Be a little more comfortable.
Maybe it would be much better, Harry, if you want to know first instead of this going right on the tape. Why don't you ask me first questions?
Well, let me see if we can remember the questions that we asked Daddy. Do you remember the questions that we asked Daddy?
I think he brought the letter.
Okay.
Well, first you want to know the grandparents of my father and my mother. Is that right?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Let's see, what's today? I'm just trying to remember. Today's the 30th. A while ago when I was testing the tape recorder.
I don't remember. What was the name of the father of my father? Maybe it was Simon. Because really, the right name of my father was Simon. I don't know why that we was called him Sigmund.
Right. Could you turn off the dishwasher? Just, you know, it's got a trip switch.
But you have it turned on, Harry.
Yeah.
But I didn't want it.
Well, let me explain to you what we do. See, the way I think we'll operate it is, you know, you can talk, you know, and sort of try to remember what happened and who the people were. And then later, we're going to type it, okay, as it comes out.
Yeah.
And then we make all the corrections in it.
And so then you retape it.
Well, it doesn't have to be retaped. It gets typed. You get it typed, and then you look at it.
Put it in a book.
And then you put it in a little book.
Oh, I see.
But okay. the nice thing about having the tape, though, is that I can enjoy, you know, I can turn the tape on, and it's like you're visiting with me every time.
Yes, right.
Do you want any tea or anything?
No.
Okay. You see, what I had done with Daddy was to give him some leading questions. About 4 or 5 leading questions.
Yes, but he remembers everything.
But I don't even remember the leading questions.
Yeah, he brought the letter along.
Do you know the letter?
Do you know where it is?
I think it is right on top. Ask him.
And you can bring down the pictures in the family tree.
Where's pictures are? Ask him.
Anyway, tell me what you said. Simon. They called Opa, what was his?
Sigmund. They called him Sigmund.
But his real name was Simon?
His real name was really Simon Schubach.
Do you think Simon is a Jewish name?
I'm sure it is.
But Sigmund isn't.
I don't know.
Horst and Harry. It's like they gave me Horst. Horst is a Jewish name.
But no, that was terrible. Everybody said, how could you ever name your son Horst? You know why? You remember Horst Wessel-Lied?
Yeah.
You know?
I thought it was Ellen Puppa who gave me the name. Ellen Puppa was the midwife on the birth certificate.
Oh, no.
Just the letter.
Let's see. No, that wasn't the question, was it?
Yeah, they're the questions.
Okay.
Anyway, but tell me about how I got my name, though. She's telling me how I got Horst. Horst Wessel. You said the Horst Wessel.
We had about 100...
Leave it on.
We had about 100 girls' names.
Yeah.
We did not have a name for a boy. But you are born on the 7th day of Passover, and the Torah reading on that day is Micho Maho Bo Elim Adonai. It is on English, wait a minute. It's a very famous reading.
Right.
And though Daddy gave you the Jewish name, according to the Tzal, you know. So the horse was really just a German name,
but it was terrible.
I'm sure that Daddy did. I don't think so. The midwife didn't show up to your circumcision. That was terrible that morning. She didn't come.
Why?
So Daddy had to do it because a moel came out of town. Why? Because you were born in the Hitler time. Harry, we had a very big feast. You all don't know that, do you? You don't even know how you were born.
I have no idea.
Well, let me tell you the story, but that shouldn't go in the tale.
Why? You know what the kids...
Harry does not know how he was...
I'd understand where I came from.
When I was pregnant one time, I got with you, it was. I got that leg 6 weeks in a very heavy cast. I don't know what I had in the leg. And who came? Ruth was supposed to learn how to cook with me. But we had more fun going around and taking the pot of this. All the pots which go on the cooking pots, the lids.
The lids, yeah.
We made like children. We always play together and had a wonderful time. She never learned a thing. And then I think it was Jetta who came to take care of it. And then that was over, and really the burst, it started. We got first a children's doctor. I don't know, I have to ask Daddy what happened that night. And he didn't know anything about birth. He hadn't seen a birth in 30 years. And he told Daddy I had to go to the hospital. I think I had a bladder infection, and that could be very harmful to the baby. That's what it was. And then it didn't quit, and so he said, let's call another doctor in. And when we called this doctor, he said to him, colleague, have you never seen a birth? That is already the beginning of the last labor process. She has to go right away to the hospital.
So you were giving birth. You didn't have any bladder problems.
No, no. So they called an ambulance. It was in the middle of the night, and Ruth was just a little girl. She was so immature, and she cried terrible, and I screamed. I was already in labor. And so they got the stretcher, and the doctor said to me, please don't press. I go right with the ambulance, because then the baby will be born on the way to the hospital. And we went in the night at 12 o'clock to the Catholic Hospital, Jahari. And one time they put me down on the steps. I had a very hard labor. And I think one time they said the nuns were not supposed to be then when the actual birth is. I have to ask Daddy. You were born at 12:20, midnight, and it was actually, you know, that doctor was wrong. You were born 12:20. The next day I saw you, and you were so ugly. You were so yellow, and you had, I think they did say, what is it?
Jaundice.
And you were so ugly. We both stayed, and I couldn't believe it. You were our son. Well, I had milk. So much, and the nurse came in and said, nobody's supposed to know because we give the milk to the babies whose mother don't have, but you are Arya, you know, so it's where Arya.
Right, they were Aryan women, they were non-Jewish women.
They were not, and I was not supposed to talk about it, but it was for me less painful to get rid of all that milk besides feeding. It was snowing, Harry. It was, when you were born, snowing. It was the biggest winter. And then in the morning, they all asked, they all looked in the temple where I was. And then Daddy, of course, told everybody, I got a son. He was born last night, right? And that is always the seventh day of Passover.
Seventh day of Passover.
Yeah, so now you know your birth.
That was 1930.
It was Harry, and we stayed 8 days in the hospital. Then we made a big feast, your circumcision. We went back, we lived in the Schulstrasse, in the temple, right?
Right.
So, Jetta came and planned a big menu with Ruth, the biggest roast beef you could think of, a real big meal. We could not get any outside help, but it must have been very sumptuous and very beautiful, Daddy told me. And then the midwife didn't show up then in the very last minute to wash you before you were circumcised. So Daddy went on and did it. And who held you? I think it was Ruth who held you. The special pillow with a beautiful...
But there was a mole?
Oh, yes, he came from out of town. It was in the dining room, a big ceremony, but I was in bed. That was
then. You were recuperating.
I was, right. That was beautiful, and yet I stayed on. I don't know how long, but Daddy can tell you, because how funny. Do you know that that man wrote Jetta a few weeks ago? I don't know from what he said. Jetta, I still have to thank you. What you did when Harry was born, I have never forgotten about it. Isn't that
what did she
funny?
Do? What did she do?
Well, she came at that time, made all the big meal with Ruth together, we had 13 men. It was like a dinner, Harry. And this John, and